getting to learn your body, that beautiful temple, that spirit, God, whoever you call your highest source. That's where it starts.
How often should we consider detoxing our system? Maybe looking at the food we put in. Okay, also the mental aspect of it, because sometimes there are a lot of junks that people consume every day. We sort of go, because I'm looking at detoxing and I'm sort of cleaning the artery, clean also the mind from information that we don't need, to put the right one that we need.
Journaling, I do different types of journaling. And again, if you look in here, there are some of my journals. I quickly pull them out and I do two things to them. So I do morning pages, and for someone who may be wondering what morning pages are, those are the thoughts that would come in. The first set of thoughts that you will get as you wake up. I consider our body to be sacred, a temple, and we living inside this temple. So we need to take care of ourselves. So self-care, a lot of people associate it with the pampering aspect of life. A lot of women tend to, when you talk about self-care, immediately they think about, you know, I got to get my nails done, I got to go do my toes and all this. But I want to take people back to where it all begins. And it all begins with our soul, our spirit, us being in alignment with who we are as individuals. And so that's where it starts. And because I call it sacred, I also take us to parts within our body where some folks may not be too familiar with, and they may not be comfortable with also. So part of the program, part of the self-care aspect is dealing with our inner man, is dealing with our chakras, our energy centers, and so on. So to sum it all, self-care is taking care or developing a healthy relationship with who you are as an individual and learning to take care of that temple that you are in a way that will make you maximize life, and you'll be able to have what we so want to experience the joy and the fulfillment of life and living.
That's interesting. All right, so I would like you to spend a bit of time talking about the routine. How do we get to do it every day? Because I want to believe that if we're talking of self-care now, it's not something that we just need to do once in a while. We need to sort of do it continuously, you know. So tell me about the routine of that. How should people approach that?
Self-care, I'm so happy you talk about the routine, because it's daily. It's constantly tapping into yourself, knowing the different aspect, of course, as I see. But just to zero in on something very practical. So a routine, I can give you an outline of a very brief routine that someone who just wants to say, you know what, give me something that I can work with. Let me. So a basic routine for someone in terms of self-care, you know, checking in yourself. You get up in the morning, and you, first of all, tend to that inner being, tend to yourself on the inside. And you can do that by, some people start off maybe by praying. There are some people start off with meditating. Some people may say, okay, I have a little bit of time, I may want to go for some, a walk, but with that walk, it's a mindfulness. It's being conscious of what you're doing in the moment and also listening. So that's one aspect of the routine. Tapping into yourself, and there are many different methods of tapping into yourself. So I list a few: meditation, prayer. It can just be being in one with nature. Other aspect of that self-care routine, maybe it's the nutrition aspect. And there's one important aspect that I failed to say earlier on is our breath, the breathing, taking deep breaths. Still another aspect, another routine as soon as you get up. Be mindful of your breath. You know, there are times we talk about taking deep breaths. Take 3 deep breaths. Breathing in, breathing out. All of this is helping you to send oxygen to your brain and to get yourself up and active and working in, as I said, in a more healthy way. Then we talk about breathing. We're talking about connection. And we're going to be, another bit which is important is, of course, the nutrition aspect of that. So in the first thing, and we're not even talking about cooking or food or anything like that. Basically, maybe a water. It can be your water that's the ordinary water, or you may want to do some food water like the coconut water. These are aspect of just letting your body have that first thing in the morning. It's a lovely routine to have. Then we're talking next thing, of course, if we're going to zeroing on cleansing, we're talking about a bath, and it's not just any willy-dilly bath. Again, you're checking in on the mindfulness. We want to check in on how are you cleansing yourself. Are you just heading into a shower or taking a bath? What are the things that you're using to do that cleanse? So you can simple talking about using, I don't have one with me here, but a loafer, you know, to get out to detox in that body or cleansing that body in a lovely way. So you can have your loafer. Those who don't have those natural things, you know, a little rag, you use that to cleanse, deep cleanse the body, to cleanse the skin, yes? And there is also a way of doing that. So we're going to be moving upward towards your heart. So these are just simple routine. And we're still in terms of the cleansing, if you're talking about brushing teeth now, because of course these are things we associate with early morning and waking up. And we can zero in a little bit on the oil pulling. And that is where, and I'm putting it very basic and very simple, where it is important again to pull out all the, what our folks used to talk about, the germs, the bacteria. And that oil, I like to recommend either olive oil or coconut oil. I love coconut oil. And you can take some of that and you swish it around in your mouth. And again, you get that. It helps in so many different aspects. So we're talking about our teeth. We're talking about even in terms of how you digest and absorb things in your system. So that's all coming through with the routine of self-care. Then if we want to focus again now, even on terms of health, for someone who might be meditating or taking it longer, we can begin to talk about our sense. And if you look at my self-care menu, because I have a nice little corner set up, you can do your aromatherapy, and it doesn't have to be any major thing. In my case, I'm using essential oil. For someone, and I'm talking for folks who, because I'm from the Caribbean, and we are considered to be less developed in certain aspects of things. So I want to cater to anyone who, you know, some folks think self-care is just for quote unquote the elite or people who have that extra bit of money. And I want to say loud and clear, it is for everyone. So when you're talking aromatherapy, and you might have folks complaining about the expensiveness of the pure oils, because we want the pure, we want to put in our temple pure thing. So simply taking some cinnamon bath and boiling it, that is to be your form of aromatherapy and your self-care. And you get to do two things there, because you can use it now, the aroma, to help your senses. And also you are using it now to make some, you can make your tea with it, your early morning tea. So you get a double whammy. So these are simple routine. Every morning you can do that, and you can mix it up. You can use peppermint. You can do a number of the herbs. And that, again, in itself, is one way of taking care of yourself, adding all the nutrients, all the antibodies, and everything that would in that will help right. you to update that.
Now, for a beginner who want to get started on self-care, where would you recommend that this individual start from? There are many things that you can do within the line of self-care or sacred self-care, as it were. So where would you recommend that this individual start from?
Where would I recommend that one start in terms of their self-care? Where do they go? Self-care to me start in your chambers and your bedroom. That's where it starts. Or if you don't even have a bedroom, it starts inside of you. That's the beginning. Knowing, as I said, tapping into who you are, staying in stillness, getting to learn your body, that beautiful temple, that spirit, God, whoever you call your higher source. That's where it starts. And so that's where you want to start doing the things that will ignite that relationship, that will want cause you to listen and to know what's good, and to do a lot of the times we're talking now about listening to your intuition. Now, to listen to your intuition and get the right direction as to how to treat yourself and others, you got to do self-care. That's where it starts.
All right. Now, when you look at your experiences so far, self-care, and of course, maybe looking at also the people that you have worked with, how would you describe a good self-care routine?
Okay, a good routine for self-care, you got to start with meditation. That's just the beginning. And I will say the end too. So that's one aspect. You have to really have a holistic self-care, you start with meditation. Then you have to have nutrition. Then you're going to be talking about detoxing, cleansing. Then after your meditation, nutrition, your detoxing, your cleansing, we want to talk now about also how are you interacting with the primary foods around you. And when I talk about primary foods, I'm talking about things as your recreation, mingling with nature, these are the things a great self-care program will have. Numero uno, meditation.
Now, when you talk of detoxing, because I think you made mention of it like two or three times in the conversation so far, would you like to expand a bit about that? What does it mean, detoxing?
Great, thank you. Our bodies were designed, our temples were designed, like in everything else, to be clean, to, and at certain periods in your life, you have to do a detox. You have to, and there is cleanse and there is detox. Now, cleanse is separate from detox. Cleanse is more on the lighter side, and if I'm going to speak on simple, because you can cleanse by simply drinking maybe a green smoothie that can help you cleanse. But when we talk about detox, we're talking about going deeper. And there are many types of detox. So we can talk about detox as it relates to our mind, that one aspect. And then we can talk about the physical aspect of it also. And we put these two together. Now, with the detox, I don't want to run ahead. If we're talking about the physical aspect in terms of we could split that up in terms of the home where you live in. How are you doing a deep cleanse of that space? And if you're talking about the temple that you live in, what are you doing? And that's where you can start with things as fasting. Here now you talk a lot about intermittent fasting. Then you can talk about 3-day fasting. All these things are detoxing. And the body's design so we can do it and we can naturally regenerate and rejuvenate ourselves. So that's when we talk. So that's one aspect of detox. Of course, you can decide for someone who may say, you know, I cannot do fasting. Then you will look at different types of food that you can use. Your aloe is one great way of helping you to cleanse your liver and to detox. Dandelion, these are, I'm just calling natural things around that folks may know. So the type of food you put in at any particular time, at some point, will help your body to detox.
All right. Thank you for the clarification. Also, for the fact that there is a difference between cleansing and detoxing. And because you said detoxing is sort of a deeper form of cleansing, I was sort of wondering, how often should we consider detoxing our system? Maybe looking at the food we put in. Okay, also the mental aspect of it, because sometimes there are a lot of junks that people consume every day. We sort of go, because I'm looking at detoxing and I'm sort of cleaning the artery, clean also the mind from information that we don't need, to put the right one that we need, so that it doesn't look like a pond where you have water that is not flowing, sort of becomes stagnant. So sometimes we need to clean it up so that it can flow well. But how often are we supposed to do this so that the system can flow, it can be functioning, because life is supposed to be moving? Yeah, help me with that.
Great. Well, it will depend again on the individual, but on an average we can talk about every quarter, so every 3 months you can get into a deep cleanse, your detox. That's on average, but different individual will do different times. Some folks may want to do detoxing every month. One of the things I recommend, and I do it all the time, I use the moon energy. This is part also of the Sacred Self-Care program, where individuals get to use a lunar cycle. And so a great way of detoxing is with the moon. And that is done every month, of course. Yes, so when the moon is at its full, at its fullest, that's when you can detox. Because what happens there is that that fullness of the moon, because our body has water in it, it will pull on the water and bring things to the surface, both spiritually and physically. That's why you hear a lot of the times people talk about, you know, they do a lot of erotic things, irrational things during the full moon. Lots of quarrel may happen, or you may find some people being extra loving or so. And that has to do with the level of toxicity in the body and how much they are allowing themselves to release. And so a great thing, a great way of detoxing, if you're going to be checking on the holistic aspect of it, is to use the lunar cycle. And with the lunar cycle, you get to release in a full moon.
Okay, you did say that you detox on a lunar moon, which is like something like about 28 days, something like that. Now, tell me about your regular routine for self-care. What do you, because first you describe to me what is sort of the general, what is your recommendation for people? But what about you, Reverend Jocelyn? How do you detox? How do you go about your routine of self-care?
I have many different, depending on the circumstances in my life. For me, on a personal, like I said, I do have a lovely setup where in the morning, I will do my meditation and I will light my candles. The all aromatherapy candles. I will put my essential oil in my diffuser also. So I start off a routine for me starts off with meditation. And in meditation, within my meditation practice, I will have the aromatherapy, and they're all natural. Now, to zero in again on the lunar cycle, another aspect for me religiously is I will fast either on the new moon or the full moon or both. Again, depends on the activities that is happening in my life. I also do a 3-day fasting. This is regular with the lunar cycle for the full moon. I will schedule my fasting along that line. I'm taking it in chronological order so someone would be able to follow through. In terms of the cleansing, what I mentioned before you, so in the morning, I don't do oil pulling all the time, but I try to do oil pulling at least twice within the month. It should be done more regular, but based on my things and the availability of certain things for me, I do oil pulling. Also, I take the time to use the loafer. Again, when you're beginning to really scrub the skin and get the lymphatic system and everything really going. Journaling is a big one for me in terms of self-care. I journal every morning also. And there are times I do it at night. So, and in terms of self-care again, journaling, brain dumping, all those things, it's a major one. I've done this all my life. In fact, these are some of the things that have helped me to take care of my mental health, being able to do journaling, the different types. I do different types of journaling. And again, if you look in here, there are some of my journals. I quickly pull them out and I do two things with them. So I do morning pages. And for someone who may be wondering what morning pages are, those are the thoughts that would come in, the first set of thoughts that you will get as you wake up. So I sometimes do morning pages. And in the afternoon with the journal, I'll do a brain dump. That's, again, is part of the self-care routine.
And what do you do with those information that you put down? Do you maybe at the end of the year, you go there to review those things that you have put there on the paper? Do you ever even go there to check them? What do you do with them?
I'm going to show you. These are some of my journals. And this one here is 2003. This one here, 2001. I'm just showing you. This here, it's 2013, and I can go pull back. I'm just showing you these things to let people know that is how you keep track of your life. So I will go in and see what are the patterns that are consistent. Do I like what I see? Am I in the same space that I was in 2001 as compared to 2024? Well, we just started the year 2023. You know, so these, yes, I make use of these journals. I design, in fact, there are programs I design based on the programs. But for me, on a personal basis, it's about checking in and seeing, am I dealing with those same issues? And if I'm dealing with those same issues, do I need to get some assistance? You know, it really helps to help me to tap in. Do I need some assistance by going to my creator and saying, you know, these are the things that I have had then, and look, they're coming up. You know, so you spend time with it so you could know how to style your life, how to get the things that you will need to assist you in your lifetime. Lots of folks may tend not to be big on coaching and therapy and so on, but that's where the journal will come in. If every year you're writing about the same thing in a different form, then that is saying something. Because we didn't come on this on earth to experience the same thing over and over. We came here to truly experience life in all aspects, be it the dark aspect or the brighter aspect, because we need both in our lives. And that is part of your self-care.
How can people connect with you and maybe get some of your program? Please be very brief on that.
Okay. Well, we were talking about journaling, and I do have a Sacred Self-Care program. You can contact, my website is reverendjocelyn.com, and you can check me there. And I'm on social media, Facebook at Reverend Jocelyn Farré Pair, or Intuitive Wellbeing Institute. That's where I tend to put a lot of things where you can really learn from. And I'm on YouTube. I'm still working on getting my YouTube channel more vibrant, but I'm there still. So yes, those are, I'm also on LinkedIn as Reverend Jocelyn Farré Pair, the Intuitive Wellbeing Educator. In terms of programs, I do have a book. It's a book. It's called Sacred. Give me a second. It's called Sacred Wellness Circle, Your Healthy Lifestyle Journey Journal. Very simple book for someone who's beginning their self-care journey. So it gives you a holistic aspect of taking care of your health in terms of nutrition, in terms of medication. And then I gave a little synopsis of my journey. One of the things I did not mention, and I would love to mention to you now, is gratitude. You cannot have a self-care program and not have gratitude. And so within that journal, we have a very practical gratitude challenge, which encourage you that this is what actually helped me during an extremely rough patch in my life. I was able to tap into that aspect and realize all the wonderful things that the Creator had here for me, and I was taking it for granted. So that's part of the self-care journey and celebrating. You cannot have a good self-care program and not celebrate yourself. Yes, your successes, your achievements, your accomplishments. So that's what sacred self-care is all about, being holistic. My final thought to individuals is that be consistent in tapping into yourself, in knowing who you are, paying attention to your body. You are special. You are a masterpiece. And you want to treat yourself as such. You're a temple. And how do you treat the building as a temple? Are you treating yourself even better? So this is my take for you today. Take care of you, that personal being. And it starts with the spirit. It starts inside. And as you take it from the inside, it will come out and you will learn all the different things that you have to learn to make that body of yours the beautiful body that it is. Mind and soul and spirit. Yes?
That's so beautiful. Thank you so much, Reverend Josley. It has been a pleasure talking with you in this conversation, talking about self-care. That is really fundamental.
It's my pleasure.